Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I am Aaron Loomis, coming to you from the Ventura Cigar Company studio. And with me today is June Liu. How you doing, June?
Good, man.
So today we are talking about the Illusione Singulare 2018 Turin. The cigar is Toro-ish, 6.25 by 52. Comes out of the Tabsa factory in Nicaragua. The blend is just listed as Nicaragua for wrapper, binder, filler. Blended by Dion Giolito. Price point is $13, and the cigar was released in April of 2018. So with all that out of the way, Gene, what was your smoking experience like?
Smoking experience-wise, like you were saying, first when I was looking at a cigar, this is by far the largest singular that Dion has come out with. Mm-hmm. So I tend to like all the smaller stuff that Dion does, but so given that this is like singular and it's more like a special. I was curious to see what it was going to be like. But in terms of flavors, when you first light the cigar up, I smoked about three of these for review just because, we had some extras. I kind of expected – what I expected was to taste typical, like, Aganorsa-type tobacco. And that's exactly what it was for me. So – It was a really good profile. Got a lot of breadiness, like graham cracker notes, white pepper, a really rich nuttiness, cedar, baking spices. It was interesting because within all of that, I kind of also felt like in terms of body, if I were to think of it in terms of like Connecticut shade or broadleaf, like broadleaf is definitely more fuller, right? But I felt like the Singular was had more body than most of like Illusione's offerings, especially when it came to Singular for me. In terms of strength, this is a little bit of a gut punch. I'm not the type to typically like really strong cigars. This thing came from medium to medium full within like an inch into the cigar. About a last third, it was very full. Even within such fullness, I was still able to taste all those cigars I was talking about. In terms of like retrohaling the cigar, I really felt like it did a really good job of mixing in all those flavors and give it more depth. Even though with all that stronger strength, it did a really good job of mixing in the flavors in there as well. In terms of burn, it had issues. I mean, smoking three of these, every single one of these had notable burn issues. Wrapper had a really difficult time burning, multiple touch-ups. Ash is sturdy, but it was a little flaky. It should have increments, so that's good. It held pretty tight and long. Burn tip was cool, but even within the midst of that, I didn't feel like the flavors were being compromised. It was just kind of annoying to like touch it up a few times within the smoking times. In terms of draw, I thought it was perfect. Perfect resistance, perfect airflow, no issues there.
Yeah, for me, the cigar started out with heavy dark wood, some baking spice and cinnamon jumping out at times from that baking spice. A little further in, kind of the wood and the baking spice starting to lighten up and creating a smoother profile. I started getting a little bit of light creamy coffee that kind of joined in with the wood and the baking spice. And then after a few more draws, a little bit of a floral note kind of joined in as that creamy coffee dropped out of the profile. About an inch and a half in, that creamy coffee kind of came back to the floral note, and that floral note was increasing. Wood and baking spice still present, creating a really unique flavor profile. Retrohale was kind of like a creamy chalkiness. And as the third was wrapping up, a little bit of that chalkiness made its way into the mouth draws. Like you said, strength started higher than it was, but for me it wasn't quite as high. It was slightly above medium, but it settled into slightly below medium as the first third was finishing up. Getting the second third, wood, baking spice, floral notes, creamy coffee, a little bit of chalkiness going on. About half an inch in, that baking spice and coffee were really faint while the other notes were up front. Retrohale kind of maintained that chalkiness, a little bit of cream to it. About an inch and a half, so a little bit of mustiness joined the profile, and some baking spice started returning to that mix of wood, cream, and floral notes. Strength bumped up to medium. And then again, in the final third, coffee kind of came back to the profile to go along with the wood, cream, floral notes, baking spice. Half inch in, that coffee drops back out of the profile. And an inch in, the baking spice picked up, as the retrohale is baking spice forward with a little bit of floral notes in the background. And the cream started to increase a bit as the cigar wrapped up, and the strength bumped up again to slightly above medium in that final third. In regards to the burn, I agree with you. It was there's something off about the burn on this cigar. You know, a little bit wavy. Always kept up with itself. It did go out on me once, requiring a relight. Ash held on inch and a quarter increments for me. So like I said, good ash retention. Just the burn was pretty wonky for the cigar. And for the draw, it was really good. It was a little tighter than I prefer, but it was, you know, that's just nitpicking. Didn't have any effect on the smoking experience. So what were your overall thoughts on this one?
I like the cigar. I, you know, it's like I was kind of talking about a little earlier. This is no doubt the strongest Singular out there and one of Dion's stronger cigars. I mean, this is right up there against like his Ultra Light. And to me, Ultra is super strong. Mm-hmm. But, you know, even with all that strength, like I always, you know, Dion always talks about like, hey, I blend for flavor. And if it's strength that comes out of it, it's a byproduct of the flavors that I'm trying to go for. And the concept of the company is like deep in flavor. It is that. It is definitely that. But it's definitely really strong. Really enjoy the flavors. The flavors were in line with what I expect. It's just that it's fuller than most of the flavors are fuller than most, like even companies in general that use agnorosa tobacco, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. I enjoy this cigar. I have no problem saying that I went to buy a box of this when I was up at Dion's shop. But this cigar kind of reminds me of like when I back in the day, I bought a ton of Cuban cigars. And when I buy a good Cuban cigar, one of the benchmarks is when you get a fresh box and you smoke it and it's really like sharp and some, at times harsh without like necessarily like just tasting really green. You know that you have a really good box that's going to probably do really well aging. I kind of feel like that with this is, you know, buying that really good fresh Cuban box, letting it sit in hopes of turning it to something that's like less strength as time goes on. And also having the flavors meld better. So I guess with that said, I think this will do even better with some humidor time.
Yeah, I mean, I thought the flavor profile was really nice in the cigar. You know, burn issues aside, that can make things a little bit better. But, you know, draw's great. And like you said, I think a little more time is going to do this cigar wonders. Hopefully it helps the burnout for one. But I think that it will definitely smooth out some of the rougher edges in regards to like that big bump of strength right at the beginning and maybe kind of tone that down a little bit and get it more in line. But you know, I think maybe revisiting like 6 months, it might turn into something really special. And I definitely think this is a cigar that's well deserving of the Singular name. I've been kind of off of the more recent blends from Illusione just the last couple of years. Just they really haven't done it for me, but this is bringing me back. It's like this is what I remember, you know. And it's definitely the Singular that, you know, because I think there was a few years where like Singular just kind of, I mean, you had the 2010, which was amazing. Yeah. And then you started to taper down from there. I think you get back to this, and I think now you're starting to get kind of into that range again where, like, maybe you're talking in that same level type of a cigar. So I think it's pretty good. In the scores, you gave it an 8.28. I gave it a 7.17. How do you think that match up with your experience?
That's a great match against my experience. I mean, I overall rated the flavors to be very good, which is one notch above our perfect amazing score. With the caveat in saying that very, very few cigars that are rated for flavor gets that amazing score.
Right.
So very good is very good.
Yep.
It matches well. This, I think in terms of new stuff that comes out, this is definitely I think it's going to be a top contender for that, even though it was so early in the year and it's tough to tell, right? But it's really good. If you're a fan of not just Dion stuff, if you're a fan of good illusion of good agnorosa tobacco, like this is a no-brainer to take and buy some of.
Yeah, mine matches up well as well. I mean, I scored the second third very good. I thought it was the best part of the cigar. And if the burn was better, it would just score even better. So this is a cigar that's going to do, I think, very well on both of our lists at the end of the year. And you know, it's a stretch saying it in June, because you know the bulk of the cigars are coming out next month or you know later in the year, so there's still a lot to come out and we have to smoke through. But just knowing these scores and what our typical scoring range is for kind of cigar of the year type of stuff, this is around that those marks. So I think this is definitely a good cigar. And I, you know, like I said, like we both said, I think it's going to do better, you know, with a little more time on it. So if we revisited these in, you know, November, who knows, there might even be the higher scores than this. You have any other final thoughts on this one?
This, I also want to kind of talk about like the whole Singular concept. I mean, I think Dion now, within all of his lines, he makes it into regular production, right? It's not a one and done sort of a deal.
Right.
But one of the questions I ask myself is, in terms of just like being a cigar geek and consumer of good cigars, is it worth buying something like within all of Dion's lines, especially these original documents, is it worthwhile to buy something like this, right? It is, because I think for like this, what, 6.25 by 52 at 13 bucks, that's actually a pretty darn good price. So I think it's worth the price as well. So,
yep, I agree with that. All right, if you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us. We'll also check out the full written review on the website, developmentpalettes.com. Be sure to follow us on all the social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Google+. And you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, so iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in, and we will catch you on the next one.